stage lines. A series based on the mutual love and mistrust of two newlyweds, with Richard Brass as George Starling and Prunella Scales as his wife, Kate.
Of course, there's one good thing about a bit of a crisis in your married life. It's terrific fun making up. And things coast along rather splendidly for quite a long time afterwards. You know, you both try to pretend it never happened, and you want to get the old benign image back, don't you? Well, if you deduce from all this that we've just been through a tiny storm ourselves, you'd be absolutely right. The sea did get a bit choppy last week. Nobody's fault, really. I was in the library, you see, taking some books back, and I hadn't got quite enough on me to pay the fines. It just happened that Jackie was there to help me out. Sir Jackie Shaw. I knew her rather well before I met Kate. And Kate knows I knew her. And Kate happened to come in the library with a book I'd forgotten just when I was telling Jackie how grateful I was. Well, it didn't go down too well, quite frankly, but as I said, the reconciliation bit was rather splendid. And for the next two or three days, togetherness was the order of the day and the night. Hello, darling.
Hello, darling. You're on the dot.
I'm ahead of the dot.
Yes, you are. Hello, darling.
Hello, darling.
Why?
What?
So early.
Well, because I don't enjoy it so much when I'm away.
Really?
Yeah. Even bought you a little present.
No.
Record.
Oh, what?
Wait and see. I thought we might play a few of the old ones tonight, you know, like Wendy did at that party last night.
Oh, yes, you came over all nostalgic.
So are you in a moment.
Oh, I'm glad we're not going out tonight, aren't you?
Oh, yes, rather.
Oh, darling. Oh, it's my favourite.
I know.
Can't think of anything. Darling, it's the most extraordinary thing you buying this record, because it's exactly how I felt today about you and me. It was like a wave. It was in Mr. Harris's. I went in to see him about a new waste pipe, and suddenly I thought, it's just the two of us tonight. How wonderful. I went straight in the butcher's and bought a chicken.
Did you, darling?
Mm. I'm doing it a new French way with onions and white wine.
Oh, lovely. I had a wave, too.
Today?
Yes. That's why I bought the record. It hit me halfway down the Holloway Road. As though, you know, as though we had something to celebrate tonight. I mean, I knew we hadn't. Well, I thought we hadn't. I didn't know about your French chicken then. But, I mean, I was quite prepared for fish fingers, but... Then I remember that record we heard at Wendy's party last night, and I went in and bought it.
Oh, thank you, darling. Well, I'll go and have a look at the supper.
Oh, no, hurry, darling. I ate so much at Wendy's last night, I'm still a bit blown out.
Oh, did you ring Wendy and thank her?
Oh, no. Oh, you do it, darling.
No, please, George, it's your turn.
Oh, all right.
You know how much it means to us if someone rings us after a party.
Yeah, I know. You know, Kate, I was thinking today, it's funny, you know, we used to move heaven and earth to be together before we were married, didn't we?
Hmm.
You know, just the two of us, all on our own. When you get married, you take it for granted.
Never mind, never again.
No, me.
Hello?
Oh, Wendy? George.
Oh, hello, George. You only just caught me. I literally had my hand on the front door.
Oh, sorry. Well, I won't keep you. It's just to say thanks again for last night. Wonderful party. The noise in my head this morning practically drowned the underground.
Well, it's very kind of you to ring, George.
No, really, you couldn't have asked us at a better time.
Alcohol smoothed the troubled waters, did it?
Something like that.
Well, I must say I didn't notice.
No, well, we were pretty well in the harbour by the time we got to you. Anyway, look, Wendy, I won't keep you.
Well, that's all right. We're just going to a party at Tom and Jones.
Well, sooner you than me. We're going to have a very early night.
We shall probably envy you tomorrow night.
Yes.
Well, thanks for ringing, George.
Okay, and it's our turn next day, party-wise.
Lovely.
Have fun.
We'll try. Goodbye, George.
Yes, bye, Wendy.
You didn't say you'd bought their record.
What? Oh, no, no. Well, they were just dashing off out.
Another late night?
Well, party.
Good Lord.
At Tom and Jones.
Tom and Jones?
Yeah, I said to her, sooner you than me.
Tom and Joan Peters?
Yeah, we haven't seen them since we all went to the pictures together, have we? Or was it when they came to our party?
Why didn't they ask us?
What?
Well, they haven't asked us.
Who, darling?
Tom and Joan.
But, darling, you said you didn't want to go out tonight.
I don't.
So we wouldn't have gone anyway.
They might have asked us.
Yes, but, darling, I mean, if they had, we wouldn't have gone.
They owe us. They've been to us since we went to them.
Have they?
Twice.
Oh, not really. Twice, darling. Not twice. Well, one was only a drink after the pictures.
A drink? Joan could hardly move.
Look, Kate, how can you be so illogical?
What do you mean?
Look, you can't be delighted about being able to stay in and be furious about not being asked out at the same time.
Well, it's not illogical to want to know why they snubbed us.
Oh, Kate.
They'll certainly never be asked here again.
Yeah, all right, so they're ruined socially. Now, let's forget about it. Hey, how's the food getting along? It smells marvellous.
I feel like a party tonight.
You said you were tired.
Tired? I shan't sleep again till I've got to the bottom of this. And I simply can't believe that you don't mind being insulted.
Darling, I don't feel insulted.
Well, I do. And if you had any sense of gallantry at all, George, you'd do something about it.
What?
What?
Well, do what about it? Challenge Tom to a duel or something?
Well, that's what I said. You've no sense of gallantry.
Oh, darling, you know perfectly well that if you had been insulted, I would do something about it. Now, don't you? I mean, look, at that time at Ozzy's engagement party, when Tony Allen made a pass at you, I spoke to him, didn't I?
The next day?
Yes, but...
On the phone?
I had to go to work. Anyway, look, let's forget all about it, eh? Put our feet up, play our new record. Come on, darling, make yourself comfy.
Let's throw our own.
What?
Let's throw our own party. Wait till Tom and Joan hear we didn't ask them.
Well, darling, I don't think that's quite the right party spirit. I'm awfully tired. I haven't got any money anyway. I spent my last on the record.
Well, we'll make it a bottle party. And I could easily stretch the chicken to a big risotto if I did absolutely tons of rice.
I thought we were going to have a quiet night.
Look, we'll have a quiet night tomorrow night, darling. Now, who shall we ask? Miles?
All right. I'll give him a ring.
Ask him to bring his latest. And, Peter and Nora. I'll go next door and ask them now. Oh, and John and David, we haven't seen them for a long time, have we?
Hello?
Hello, Miles. George.
Oh, George, old man.
Listen, it's rather a short notice, but Wendy's do gave us the party bug, and we thought we'd throw one of our own tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry, George.
What?
Now, Tom and Joan Peters have got the bug, too.
You're going?
Yes. Actually, I thought you'd be. What a pity you had to throw your shindig on the same night as theirs. Ain't life cruel?
Yes, well...
You'll ask me next time.
Yes.
See you.
Miles is going to Tom and Joan's party.
So are Peter and Nora.
They're not.
They are. They're just leaving.
Well, honestly, why haven't we been asked? Well, they owe us.
That's what I've been saying.
Well, they've been here for the last time, I'll tell you that. It's your fault anyway. I told you Joan thought you were trying to get off with Tom.
Who are you ringing?
David. We'll throw a party here that'll knock theirs into a cocked hat.
Hello?
David?
No, it's John. I'll get him.
No, don't worry, man. I wanted to speak to both of you. It's George.
Oh, hello. George. Funny, we were just talking about you.
Oh, really? Well, now...
David said he wondered if we'd see you at Tom and Joan's tonight.
What?
Tom and Joan Peters, aren't you going to their party?
No, we couldn't make it, actually.
Oh, what a shame.
Yes.
Well, now...
What?
What were you ringing about?
Oh, nothing really. Just, we haven't seen you for some time.
Oh, no. Well, the old feathered snakes have kept us busy.
Feathered?
Birds. It's a pity you're not going to Tom and Jones. You could have met them.
Yeah, well, another time.
Right. Do you want to speak to David?
No, thanks.
Right.
Goodbye.
They're not going to Tom and Jones.
David and John and their feathered snakes.
Feathered?
Birds.
We introduced them to Tom and Joan.
Of course we introduced them. Tom and Joan hardly had a friend in the world before they met us.
I've never liked them.
What?
I wish I told you before.
Well, so do I. I only put up with them because I thought you got on with Joan.
You mean you don't like Tom?
Tom? Like Tom? That pimply, toppy-nosed communist?
Hello?
May I speak to Ozzy, please?
Who?
Oswald Thomas.
Hold on.
Thank you. You liked him and Ethel, didn't you, darling?
Yes, I just hope Tom and Joan don't like them, too.
Well, they don't know Tom and Joan. I think they'll appreciate being asked round, you know, when they're getting married soon.
Hello?
Ozzy, George, listen, grab Ethel and a bottle. We're having a tiny ball here. Now, don't eat first, because Kate's cooking in the old...
Sorry, George. We're going out.
You don't know Tom and Joan?
No, but they're friends of friends. Here, but how did you know we were going? Are you going?
They're going.
They're going.
Who are you ringing now?
Stephen and Jenny. Stephen and Jenny have never been asked anywhere in their lives. Nobody can stand the sight of them. And they have never heard of Tom and Joan, and Tom and Joan have never heard of Stephen and Jenny.
Somebody must have introduced them. George, what have we done?
I don't know.
I suppose...
What?
Well, we've been out a lot lately. Perhaps they thought we'd been out somewhere else. No.
Yes.
Do you think that's what they thought?
No, but you're not far off. Tom and Joan heard we'd been out a lot, and they left us out on purpose.
Because they're jealous.
Yeah, well, can you think of a better explanation?
No.
No. I can just see Tom's thin lips. Practically invisible. They've been to 3 parties in the last fortnight, and we haven't been to 1. Well, they're not coming to ours.
They probably threw this one just so that they could leave us out.
Yeah, and asked all our friends to try and prove that they were their friends.
That's the way Joan would think, you know.
Well, they failed, haven't they?
They certainly have.
Oh. I mean, if they thought we'd lose a moment's sleep just because we haven't been asked to their place.
We wouldn't have gone anyway, would we?
We would not. Quite apart from the fact that we need a rest between orgies. Tom Peters pours the smallest whiskies this side of the border.
And Joan's got a dirty bathroom.
Has she?
Haven't you noticed?
Well, no, darling. We men only hop in and out, you know.
Honestly, the tide mark round the bath screams at you. And the shaving soap all over the taps and hair in the plug hole, you know.
Disgusting. I tell you what, Tom wears filthy collars, you know. I think he makes them last a week at least.
And then Joan washes them in the bath and that accounts for the tide mark. Oh, I am glad they didn't ask us.
So am I. They're so touchy they'd have probably taken umbrage if we turned them down.
Oh, we would have turned them down.
Flat. I mean, we want an evening to ourselves occasionally, don't we? Mm. Just because Tom and Joan can't bear to spend a moment alone together. Mm. And I told you, I had this wave in the Holloway Road. You know, like you had when you went in about the waste pipe.
Mm. So you don't mind it being just the two of us?
Well, if you don't mind spending the evening with dreary old me.
You're not dreary.
Aren't I?
No.
Well, I thought I must be, not being invited to Tom and Joan's. The magic's still around, is it?
Mm. You surprised?
Well, they say it doesn't last long, don't they, once you get married?
Who says?
Tom and Joan.
I feel sorry for them, don't you?
Oh, yeah, poor souls. Having to throw a party just because they're jealous of us.
Mm. Serves them right if it's a flop.
Well, it's bound to be, isn't it? His weak Scottish in her dirty bathroom.
Mm. Shouldn't think Peter and Nora will stick it for long.
Peter and Nora?
What?
Oh, yes, they've gone, haven't they?
Why?
Nothing, I've forgotten.
Forgotten what?
Well, Peter and Nora were there. They're always good company, aren't they?
You didn't want company tonight.
No.
You were glad it was just us.
Yes, of course I am, darling. I was just saying, you know, if we hadn't been too tired to go, Peter and Nora would have taken the curse off the proceedings.
And Miles?
Yes, and Miles.
And John and David. And Ozzy.
Look, darling, what are you talking about?
You're sorry you're not there now, aren't you?
Listen, who wanted to go first?
You see most of them all day, every day of your life, and you want to see them all evening, too.
Kate,
we had this out before, you know.
Well, don't let's have it out again.
Go to the party if you want to see them. I'm not stopping you.
No, Tom and Joan are stopping me. I haven't been invited, remember?
But you'd go if you hadn't.
Of course I wouldn't go. I wouldn't go. I've just said so, haven't I? I want to put my feet up and read a book just for once. Eat your nosh and have an early night.
Good, because that's what I want, too.
Good.
Let's have a drink.
Is there any?
Yes, white wine, I think.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, no.
What?
I've just remembered the chicken had it.
Oh.
Oh, look in the cupboard there. There ought to be something left over from that bottle party.
Right. There is.
What?
Sweet vermouth.
Well, that's all right with soda, isn't it?
Is it?
And a piece of lemon.
Have we got a lemon?
No.
We haven't got any soda either.
Never mind. Lots of people drink sweet vermouth on its own, don't they?
Do they?
Yes.
Okay. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, isn't it wonderful to put your feet up and know you haven't got to dash anywhere?
Wonderful.
You'll be able to catch up on your reading, won't you?
What? Oh, yes.
Hmm. Yes. Now and then that tear in your dressing gown.
Oh, fine.
George, what are you doing?
I'm going to ring Tom.
No, George.
Supposing he invited us and we never got the invitation.
I suppose he hasn't invited us.
Then he'll have to crack, won't he?
crack?
If I ring him up and he's got a party in full swing, he'll have to ask us, won't he?
I wouldn't go under those conditions.
Oh, neither would I, but I just want him to know that we know.
Hello?
Tom! Tom, it's George. George Starling, just in case you've forgotten.
Oh, well, hello, George. You're a stranger.
Yes, our party was the last time, wasn't it? Yes, so it was. Or was it that night you and Joan came here after we'd been to the pictures?
Sorry, George, I can't hear you too well.
Oh, really? Oh, sorry. Can you and Joan come round tonight? Did you hear that?
Yes.
You can?
No, we can't come, but I heard you.
You can't come?
No.
Oh, what a pity. We suddenly decided to have a few friends in. You know how these spontaneous parties are often much more fun than the ones you plan weeks ahead.
Yes, well, thanks for asking us, George, but I'm afraid tonight's out for us.
It's out?
Yes. Look, I'll have to go. Love to Kate.
Ours to Joan.
Thanks. Bye.
The thin lip.
What did he say?
Say. He didn't say anything. He had to shout because of the noise. People laughing, glasses clinking. I say they've invited the whole of Western Europe with the exception of us.
Why didn't you ask him why?
There was no need to ask. It's perfectly obvious. We're poison.
What?
We're death. Nobody likes us.
Don't be silly, George.
Look, they have asked absolutely everybody of our group except us. Even Ozzy Thomas, who's so shy he can kill a party stone dead if you don't get him drunk in the first half hour. He has got the lot there. We have studiously been ignored. And not only that, darling, nobody has noticed that we are missing. It's a great big orgy over there, you know, straight out of Cleopatra. Not one of them has noticed we're not there.
George, this is dreadful.
Oh, it's not your fault. It's not my fault. It's both of us. We can't help being crashing bores.
Bores?
Yes, bores. They say marriage does that to a lot of people. Kills a spark.
I haven't noticed.
Oh, no, you wouldn't, darling. You wouldn't. Nor would I. It's like B.O. Someone has to tell you. Oh, then, yeah, the marriage may seem jolly splendid to you and me, but the novelty's worn off for everybody else. I mean, they don't want to ask us around just to see us watching ourselves gazing into each other's eyes.
And they'd have to be very quick to catch that.
Well, perhaps that's the reason we're not asked out anymore. We're always rowing. No wonder people don't invite us. They've got too much consideration for their china.
So that's what you think of us, is it? Always rowing.
Good grief, you said it first.
Well, you called us crashing bores.
All right, well, can you give me any better reason? What the devil's that?
Oh, hello, George.
What's it?
Well, Ethel and I thought we'd take you up on your invitation.
Oh, come in.
Oh, thanks, sir. Hello, Kate. You know my fiancé, don't you?
Yes, we have met.
Hello.
Well, we went to the party I told you about, George, but we could see from the road that the room was absolutely packed, and we couldn't see anyone we knew, so I said to Ethel, let's go to George and Kate's. That'll be much more fun.
Are we the first?
Here. We're not too early, are we?
Well,
look, it's still on, isn't it?
Well, I've brought a bottle. Sit down.
only a quarter bottle, I'm afraid. Gin's such a price now, isn't it?
You're telling me how dreadful is it? Yes. Darling, take Ethel's coat.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Now, what do you have, then?
What is there?
Well, gin and vermouth, or gin without vermouth.
Have you tonic?
Tonic, now, there you have me. No, I'm afraid, well, I haven't been round to the off-license yet, you see. I didn't want to get a lot of stuff in until I knew how many people were drinking.
Oh, no.
Well, who else is coming then, George?
What? Oh, well, you know, it's a bit in the lap of the gods, actually, I was, you know, being so last minute. Cheers! Haven't had a drink, have you?
It's all right. Well, we'll have what you're having, eh, dear?
Yes.
Nonsense, you have what you want. Expense, no object. Where's your purse, darling?
Oh, excuse me.
I must say, I was rather surprised that you weren't at Tom and Joan's tonight, George.
What?
Well, you know them a lot better than we do.
Yes, well, actually, Ozzy, between you and I, we don't hit it off with Tom and Joan anymore. Oh. You know, they don't come to our parties and we don't go to theirs.
George, it's Tom. Can we go to their party?
But I thought you said...
Just a moment, Ozzy. Tell him no.
But George...
You know what's happened, don't you? They found out from Peter or Miles that we knew about the party and they're trying to save their wretched faces. He didn't invite me when I rang him, did he? No. Well, we're not being asked as an afterthought.
But he said...
Give me that phone, will you? Give it to me. Tom! Yeah, save your larynx, Tom. We wouldn't come to your party. It was the last one on earth. Anywhere, Elizabeth Taylor there. Oh, it's easy to say that, isn't it? Yeah, you have to say it. They sent us an invitation.
Listen, mate. I rang you 10 minutes ago. You didn't mention it then, did you? No, not a thinking word out of you then. Well, where? Oh, that's caught you on the hop, hasn't it?
Yeah.
What? Listen, old man. The postman got as far as Peter and Nora. How was it he didn't get to us, eh? We live next door, you know. He couldn't have been beaten back by the weather.
Hadn't even the guts to admit he hadn't sent us an invitation. Well, thank heavens we don't need it. Cheers, Ozzy. Oh, you haven't got a drink yet, Ozzy. Well, I'll go straight round to the off-license.
Got your purse on?
Here you are.
Shop a minute.
I'm a bit confused, Kate. George said you weren't speaking to Tom and Joan anyway.
Did he? Hmm. Yes, well, you ought to know by now, Ozzy. George has a little trouble with the truth on these occasions. Oh. We just weren't asked, that's all. Oh. But I must say, Tom sounded as though he thought he'd asked us.
But George said he rang him earlier.
Yes, Tom mentioned that. He said he nearly had a heart attack thinking they hadn't posted our invitation. And he didn't mention anything because George told him we were having a party. But then he checked with Joan and she said she definitely remembered posting ours off. Oh, well, never mind. Sit down. Oh, sorry. Do excuse George's dressing gown. I'll put it in the bedroom.
Oh, something dropped out of the pocket.
Oh?
Yes, the letter.
Oh, thank you. Tom and Joan Peters request the pleasure of the company of George and...
Gosh,
invitation.
Well, honestly, wait till George gets home.
Oh, that's easy to do, Kate.
What?
Well, you pick up a letter first thing when you're a bit dopey. You shove it in your dressing gown pocket. I've done it.
I don't care. He needn't have been so rude to Tom. The moment he comes back, he must ring up and apologize.
Oh, don't tell him, Kate.
What do you mean?
Well, not tonight. He'll feel so terrible. It's bad enough him having to pretend he doesn't mind not going to the party.
But he wouldn't have to pretend if he hadn't been so careless.
Oh, we're all careless. What about that night you came back from honeymoon and you thought George had lost the key?
Oh, don't.
And who had the key all the time?
Ozzy, please, I still get nightmares.
Well, then.
You men certainly stick together, don't you?
Oh, it's nothing to do with that, Kate. I was afraid he'd feel so bad that he'd throw us out and we can't leave two parties in one night without getting a drink.
Brought some wine to go with the meal.
Mr. Andrews blew the dust off his slate. Nice of him, wasn't it? The spirit of brotherhood's abroad, anyway, even if Tom and Joan haven't got it. No, I'll never forget the way Tom tried to wriggle out of it when I asked him why he hadn't mentioned the party when I rang him. I had him right on that hook then.
Now then, Kate, darling, what about it? What are you, darling, what are you... Oh, you're not going to mend my dressing gown now, are you? Here, give it to me.
Hey, what's this letter?
Oh, it was in the pocket.
Oh, let's have a look. Typical, isn't it, Ozzy, old man? I've been asking her to mend that dressing down for a fortnight. I've had to wear me mac at breakfast. She waits till someone comes round for a drink before she... Tom and Joan... Excuse me.
Well, he knows now.
Do you think so?
Oh, yes.
But he still doesn't know you know.
No.
Will he tell you?
No.
Oh, sure.
No, Ethel. I told you earlier, George has a little trouble with the truth on certain occasions.
Well, Ethel, don't look at me like that.
If I thought you wouldn't be honest with me, Oswald.
Darling?
Yes, George?
Do you know what I think?
No, George.
I think we ought to give Tom and Joan the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, really?
Yes. When I said the spirit of brotherhood was abroad, didn't I? Well, a bit of it's rubbed off on me.
Has it?
Yes, I mean, Tom claims he sent us an invitation, and letters do go astray, don't they?
Yes, George.
Well, then, I think I ought to bring old Tom back and say sorry for flying off the handle. You know, could we come round and bury the hatchet?
Well, what about Ethel and Ozzy?
What? Oh, well, you wouldn't mind going there with us, would you, Ozzy? I mean, it was just because you didn't know anybody there, wasn't it, that you didn't go in? Well, we'll be with you now, and Miles has gone... Tom!
Hello, Tom. It's George. Right in the middle of the party. I'm so sorry. Look, old man, I want to apologize for flying off the handle just now.
What? No, we haven't found it, actually. But you say you posted it, and that's good enough for me.
Ethel, will you stop looking at me like that?
What? What? Well, I mean, if you'll allow us to darken your doorstep, Tom, that'd be very nice indeed. It's jolly kind of you, old man. We'll come right round, eh? Yeah, fine. See you soon, then. There you are. Forgive and forget. What a splendid world it would be if people lived their lives by that maxim.
So come on, come on, get your bonnets on. Oh, you haven't had your drinks yet, have you? Sorry.
Yes. Well, never mind the drink. Look at my hair.
It's lovely, darling.
Oh, don't be upset. If I'd known we were going out tonight, I'd have had it done today.
Well, thank heaven you didn't know. That's all I can say, eh, Elsie?
Can I help you with it, Kay?
Oh, thank you, Ethel.
Oh, honestly, I don't suppose Ethel had her hair done today, did she?
Yes, I did, actually, George.
Sorry. Yes, it looks awfully nice. Lovely. excuse me. Hello?
George, it's Miles.
Hello, Miles.
Tom just told me you're on your way.
Yeah, that's right. Little mix-up over the invitation. All straightened out now.
Yeah, well, not quite, it isn't.
Why?
Jackie's here.
Jackie?
Yeah, I remember you saying you'd had that Barney with Kate when she caught you and Jackie necking in the romantic fiction section.
Yes, yes, well, thanks for telling me, Miles. Thanks, thanks, yes.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to punch up.
No, of course not. Okay, goodbye.
George, don't you think she looks better now?
What?
Isn't Ethel a marvel, darling? She sort of put it all up under an Alice band.
Well, perhaps you'd like me to have a go at your hair, George.
Come on, then. I'm ready.
Where did you put my coat?
Oh, in the bedroom.
Look, why don't we stay here?
What?
Good Lord.
What do you mean, George?
What? Well, it's a bit rude, isn't it? I mean, asking old Ozzy and Ethel round and then whipping them off somewhere else.
But you suggested it.
Did I? Oh, yes, I did, yes, well. And now I'm suggesting something else.
But you told Tom you're going round to bury the hatchet.
Well, we'll bury it another day.
No, we won't. We needn't go round there for long. Come on, Ethel.
I don't want to go.
Good heavens, George, for the last half hour, you haven't wanted anything else.
Well, I've changed my mind. I mean, now you've been known to do that.
Well, we'll take a vote on it. Hands up who wants to go to Tom and Jones. That's 3-1. Come on, George.
No.
All right, you stay behind. Will you keep an eye on my chicken?
Oh, come on, George.
Yes.
Jackie's there. If you must know. That's why I'm not keen.
Jackie?
Yes.
Who's Jackie?
Never mind.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry, darling.
Well, you know, I didn't want any more trouble.
No, well, that was very thoughtful, George. So now I shan't be able to throw the invitation in your face, shall I?
You knew?
I found it just before you did.
Oh, darling, I'm sorry.
Now then, no recriminations. I'll have a look at the chicken. There ought to be enough for the four of us without any rice.
Hello?
George? It's Miles again.
Oh, blimey, now what's happened?
She's gone.
Jackie?
Yeah, she left just after I rang you with a handsome hunk. I thought I'd let you know the coast was clear.
Yeah, well, thanks, Miles, but we're stopping.
No, you won't come.
No, thanks. We're going to have a nice, relaxed evening with Ethel and Ozzy.
Oh, really?
Yes.
George.
What?
Now, this is a ruddy awful party. Do you mind if I join you?
What? All right.
Well, Peter and Nora want to come too.
Oh. Darling!
And David and John.
Yes?
Get the rice on.
In that episode of Married Lines, with Richard Rars and Janella Scales and George and Kate Starling, their various friends were played by Rodney Dyack, Audrey Nicholson, David Graham and David Morton. Marriage Lines was written by Richard Waring and produced by Charles Maxwell.